Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of The Vulnerable Hero, where I define vulnerability as having the courage to experience love in its purest form. Having the courage to experience love in its purest form. Being courageous is having fear, feeling fear, yet moving through that fear to accomplish your objective. And vulnerability, being having the courage to experience love in its purest form, is acknowledging that what you as a human being, what I as a human being truly want to experience is to be loved, to be affirmed, to be acknowledged, to be told we're okay, to be told that no matter what we do, say, think, feel, that the love that we desire is unchanging. This is what I believe every human being on planet Earth desires and craves. And so The Vulnerable Hero is about getting into the content that liberates us so that we can experience that love. I am so honored to have you join me on this journey. Last week, I talked about my TED Talk coming out, breaking the cycle of child abuse, breaking negative cycles that hold us back. Today, I want to talk about fear. Fear, fear, fear. You see, fear is prison. Fear is imprisonment. Fear is paralyzing. Fear is actually the root cause of all those things. And I'm going to talk a little religious narrative today because I want to bring in context to this concept of fear and also context to the concept of love. In the Bible, it starts off, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Quite a bit of ands in there. A conjunction of time. The word and is a conjunction of time. But let's break this down. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Bible, now hear me, truly, I don't care what you believe as far as religion. You could hate the Bible, you could dismiss it. Regardless, I'm not here to prove to you the Bible. What I'm here to use is the Bible as context to the concept of fear and love. So the Bible starting off, in the beginning, God created the heaven, the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, sets in contrast immediately darkness and light. You see, the Bible doesn't start off with, in the beginning, God created the heaven, the earth, and the earth was full of light, and more light came, and more light came, and so much light, it was all light. No. The Bible starts off, there was darkness, there was void. Do you ever feel uncomfortable when there's just that unspoken word with someone or awkward silence? Imagine the whole world being in a void. That causes a lot of anxiety, intention, and fear. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. That means to the very depth, darkness was there. And God said, "Let there be light," allow there to be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Here's what I want to encourage you to think about regarding fear. We are taught as children, I believe globally, I've been reading this globally. Children are typically afraid of the dark. the nightmares don't happen during the day. The nightmares happen at night. Night terrors and nightmares and bad dreams and what's under the bed and what's in the closet and all these fears that arise, they don't happen in light, they happen in dark. However, sadly, most children aren't stewarded properly to understand, look at the darkness. Don't hide from the darkness. I don't want to put a nightlight in here and mitigate the darkness. I want you to look at the darkness, know the darkness. I was asked recently at a retreat, this one guy, I can't remember if I've shared the story or not, so if I have, bear with me, but this guy asked me, you become a chief to younger chieftains. And I thought, well, that's very kind. You become a chief to younger chieftains. What is your greatest point of advice? What's your greatest point of wisdom that you can share? And I thought about that. And I came to the conclusion, go and enter the depth of darkness inside you. Keep going and keep going. Go deeper and deeper and go into the darkness and go deeper and deeper and deeper. When you think you're at the bottom, keep going. Go as deep as you can into the darkness so that in that absolute contrast, that is where you will find the light. That is where you will know what light is. You see, in the daylight, if you have your cell phone and you turn the flashlight on in your cell phone, you can't see that light. So it's meaningless. And all the lights that we have so the world is almost polluted with light per se. We have forgotten the beauty of light because we have abstained from looking at the contrast of light, which is darkness. The same goes, which is where I started this podcast, the same goes with fear. You see, we desire love. We desire to be loved. You and I desire the exact same thing. We are no different. The breath in your lungs and the breath in my lungs pumps every day in and out, craving the breath in to receive love. However, because we have so much fear in society, in individuals, in you, and in me, because we have so much fear, it keeps us from knowing love. So it's like just staying in the light, but not understanding the power of light because we've never looked at the darkness. Craving love and seeking out love without looking at the fear, we can never truly receive the fullness and beauty of love. And to use some more biblical references here, it says King Solomon. Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord, the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is understanding." So what he's saying is the fear of the Lord, the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom. Now, in religious narratives, this confusing definition has happened where it doesn't mean fear. We don't want you to fear God. No, that'd be insane. Like, why fear God? If God is love, and which he is, God is love, why fear him? And so they say, well, it's a reverence, it's an awe. And then I say, well, if it means reverence and awe, then why doesn't it say having reverence and awe is the beginning of wisdom? And so I have wrestled with this question and concept and text for years until recently, understanding the most profound concept of what true love is. Now, check this out, my friends. In Hebrew, the word love is ahava, which means to give. Love always gives. Love gives. Love is giving always, and it never stops giving. It's always in this constant state of flow. It always gives. So, as a side note, anything that takes from you, your joy, your peace, your sense of security, your safety, your belittles you, whatever these things are, if it takes from you, it's not love. If it gives you more freedom, more expression, deeper breath, better sense of security, safety, companionship, this is love. It gives. Love always gives. Love never takes. Lust takes. Love gives. We have confused the two, lust and love. When people say, I love you, but I love you as much as you do what I want you to do. I love you as much as you say what I want you to say, behave how I want you to behave, act as I want you to act. In the moment you do not do what I want, I will show you where my love, quote unquote, stops. And I will take from you your sense of security, safety, peace, joy, goodness. So, lust takes, love gives. Now, check this out. Ahavim, which means to give. Love is giving. And it says, getting back to what Solomon wrote, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What this means is, you see, God is love. God is love. And what does love love? Love loves love. I've said that before on this podcast. Love loves love. Love loves loves love loves. Love. We, as people, desire love. But because we've accepted the imitation, someone to use the word love and not love us truly, we have rejected this notion of love. So we seek it out constantly, attracting people in our lives that are unhealthy, that perpetuate the cycle of pain, trauma, abuse, taking, using, control, all these terrible things. Or we surround ourselves with people who just huddle in this social club that aren't willing to go into the depths of darkness, that say the boogeyman's there, they're going to get you. In Christianity, you know, Satan or the devil or demons or possession or curses or whatever it is. And they huddle into this little mass, impacting no one. Fear is always going to take from you. Fear is at the core of lust. Love, though, is always going to give to you. And love is at the core of your freedom. And it says in the Bible, God commands us to love him and love people. To love God, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And second, like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is the two great commandments that even Jesus acknowledges. So think of this. Stay with me, my friends. Track with me. Don't get off because I'm using this religious narrative. I'm using it as a context to put content into place. Now listen, if we are to love God and yet we crave love, the greatest act of love we can do is give, because that's love. Remember, give is love. So the beginning of wisdom is to give God, our fear. Give the fear so that you create a space to receive love. And when you are full of love, you can love others because you give out of the measure by which you have. If you don't have a dollar, you can't give a dollar to someone in need. If you don't have the means, you cannot give the means. If you don't have love inside of you, you cannot give love. And the only way we can get love inside of us, whether you think of it as the source being from God or just the natural flow and state of existence, I am not concerned with where you find the source of. Love is in the air, quote unquote, like oxygen is in our lungs. It's the natural state. The way, though, that we receive love is to give up our fear. This is the beginning of wisdom. But the only way we can give up our fear is having the courage to experience the fullness of love. Meaning, you have to be courageous enough to go into the depths of darkness. You have to be courageous enough to look at everything you are afraid of looking at. What things happen to you that you're afraid of looking at? What things do you think could happen if you looked at them that you're afraid of happening? What fear is totally controlling aspects of your life, which really, in reality, control all aspects of your life? Where are you not free, my friend? My brother, my sister, where are you not free? Because where you are not free, I'm telling you, that is where love desires to liberate you. And that is where fear has rooted down deep. The beginning of wisdom is to give God your fear, to surrender your fear, to go to the depths and unlock every room, every corridor, every memory, every year, day, month, moment that you have lived on earth since the origin of your birth and first breath into this world, to go back into those memories and unlock the fear and give that fear away so that you can breathe in and receive love. Vulnerability is receiving. We have a society, a world that is afraid to receive because people that told us they loved us hurt us. People that should have protected us pained us. And we have a choice. Whether we choose to perpetuate the fear and pain or draw a line in the sand and say, it shall not pass beyond me in this moment any longer. Look, we've all done things. Not one person is perfect. I have done many things that have hurt many people, things I'm not proud of, things that, you know, could I wish I could have gone back and changed it? Absolutely. But I can't. So what I get to do is not skirt those memories, skirt those decisions, skirt those actions, but look at them and look at what was the origin of me getting to these places and looking at, okay, hurt people do hurt people. Healthy people, however, heal people. And I desire my health, the health of my wife, the health of my children, the health of society, more than anything else. I don't want to see another hurt person hurt someone. I also don't want to see hurt people hurt. I want to see people that are hurting get healing. And the only way people get healing is when enough people create a safe space for others to bring forth their truth to the light. And when we bring it to the light, when we bring the darkness out, when we open those doors and light enters in, and when we drop our walls and open up and release our fear, that's where love enters in. Society gets to be what we make society be. And I choose to create a society not of retribution, not of vengeance, not of getting back at those that hurt us, but being permission for those that hurt us to be free themselves. Getting back at anyone only keeps us trapped in the pain and trauma that we've always resided in. And that momentary release, so to speak, or feel good, we think it feels good, like, only creates scars on us. It's like people that cut themselves. I used to pick my skin terribly. I have scars all over my body. I was a skin picker. I would like find this release in picking my skin. It's terrible. And I was looking in the mirror. I'm like, I'm a smart person. What's wrong with you? But it felt good. Yet it left scars. It's the same with wanting retribution on another person, as we want that immediate release, but then it leaves a scar on us, emotional scars. And I'm saying it's no longer necessary to try to get back retribution, vengeance, or justice, so to speak, on those that hurt us. No, if we want justice, that means we get to bring our own fear to the love, our own darkness to the light, so that love and light might enter in and heal. And that is justice, because justice means to put in balance and right order that which was out of order. It's not about putting someone else in order. It's about me being in order and being the permission for others to be in order as well. This is what being a vulnerable hero is all about. Being heroic is the person we look to say, hey, come save the day. Well, guess what? You get to be your own hero. But being your own hero starts with being vulnerable. And being vulnerable starts with having the courage to experience love in its purest form. So where I started is, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. It's in the contrast that we know. It's in your fear that I want you to understand and believe that the opposite of the fear that has controlled you is the love that will liberate you. Think of that. In the contrast of the fear that controls you is the love that will liberate you. That's what I've talked about in this podcast. Your freedom is uniquely equal to your trauma. Don't make your badge of honor your shackles of shame, or your shackles of shame your badges of honor. It's about health. What is health? What is healing? What is breath? What is the fullness? What is peace? What is sleeping at night worth to you? I couldn't sleep through the night for years. And on the outside, I kept the mask up. On the outside, I look good. Family's beautiful, all these things. But I was dying inside. And to finally sleep in peace and have the peace that passes all understanding reside not only on me, but in me and through me, it is invaluable. It is priceless. So what would that be worth to you? And what are you willing to give up for that? Fear or love? Darkness or light? Anxiety or peace? Worry or trust? We get to live this life of light, of love, of peace, of trust. We get to live this life as a vulnerable hero, that all things happen for us to make us the beautiful human beings that we are, with our stories and our scars and our past, that nothing is a linear line of just straight growth, that there's bumps and there's journeys, because it's a hero's journey. It's a hero's journey. The lie that we believe when it's this is all there is, and the pain and the valleys and the depths of darkness. No, that is a lie. That beautiful curve up, the J curve, the victory curve, the Nike swoosh is actually the symbol of the Nike God of victory, which is the journey. You start at one place, you dip down, but you rise up. This is the vulnerable hero's journey. This is where we get to say to everyone on planet Earth, my fellow brothers and sisters, may we walk out of the darkness together. And no one is perfect. And it's not about being perfect. It's about being in the place of love. When Jesus said, be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect, what he's saying is God is love. And being in the place of love is perfection. It's not about not doing wrong. It's about knowing love. How much love Do you know and do you love love? Because love loves love. And love is available for all mankind as the oxygen that we breathe and the light that we walk in, so is the love that we crave. So my friends, wherever you are, whatever your background, whatever your theological or political or whatever worldview you carry forth, I guarantee, I know there are doors and rooms and memories that you have yet to unlock. And the beautiful thing about that is when you go and keep going and keep going and unlocking these things, these doors, these memories, and facing the pain, releasing the pain, speaking the pain, you will be filled more and more and more with love. So that it overflows. And so that you can love other people. And you can love yourself. Because you are in, truly in love. As I am in oxygen. And oxygen is in me. I can be in love and love can be in me. That's the message today, my friends. This is the vulnerable hero. This is about having the courage to experience love in its purest form. This is about your and I's freedom, your and I's health. It's not about taking retribution. It's about being the permission for others to be free. I hope this spoke to you. I hope this touched you. I hope this blesses you. And if you want to connect, reach out to me at lucasmack.com. If you're a man looking for emotional freedom, I host men's retreats. Sign up, apply. And if you know someone who just needs to hear an encouraging word, I ask you to share this message. Because together, we get to be the change we want to see in this world. It's an honor speaking with you. My name is Lucas Mack. This is the Vulnerable Hero podcast, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.